It was Valentine's Day, February the 14th. My baby took me to a special place. Said he had a surprise for me. He told me to close my eyes so that I could not see. When I opened them up, he was on one knee, reaching for my hand. He took hold of me. He proposed with a diamond ring. I started crying.
Well, I got a story too. You know, it was Valentine's Day, February the 14th. My boyfriend took me to his mama place. Of course, he said he had a surprise for me. Well, you know, I'm kind of shy, so I told him to close his eyes so he couldn't see me getting naked. And when I took my clothes off, he went under the cover and ate my fruit and popped my cherry in the same day. 16 years ago, on this day at age 16, I lost my virginity. I didn't get proposed to, but peace and blessings to all you high vibrating souls. Welcome back to another dope episode here on Vibrate Higher. I am Lissa Renee, joined by my hilarious co-host, Queen Rich. Hey, lady, how you doing over there, and how's your day going?
I am just fine. Hello, hello, everyone, and thank you all for listening. Today is just, it's been pretty cool, you know, we're chilling. Watch some Cops, and girl, today the first time, that's what I did. I tried plant-based eggs. They taste just like regular eggs. Like, what the hell? Who knew? Who fucking knew? But it's been a great day. You know, I'm happy to be back as usual. This is therapy, and I'm ready to talk about it.
All right. And so, you know, in closing Sunday, I said how I was in love with one person and loved another person. Well, I ended up telling them because, you know, I'm a person, I don't believe in secrets. And it could be nothing, but I feel like when you live in the now, you got to say the shit while it's happening. And I just don't believe in stringing people along. So motherfuckers wanted to keep surprising me. I had a few surprises myself. But, you know, life is great. This journey is amazing with each day and task added. And so, you know, you spoke on trying those plant-based eggs. I'm fasting at the moment, so no smoking, no shrooms, and I pulled an all-nighter to kind of make some shit happen. But I wanted to see, before we jump into the show, did the boys take cards and candy to the chicken head at school?
Well, no, I don't provide that type of shit for little girls. Like, go on. No, I don't know. What? I don't condone any girl says this book, goddammit, over here. But, I mean, if they got somebody they like or whatever, I had a conversation with my oldest son when he got out of school. And he said he wanted to knock everybody's Valentine's gift out their hands at school. I said, well, why would you want to do that? That's mean. Are you, you know, crushed that you didn't have a Valentine? Like, what's going on, you know? He said, this boy, listen, this is me all over. He said, because he wanted some candy. I said, Lord, I'll take you to get some candy later. Just, you know, after the podcast, I'll take you to get some candy, but damn, you know, I mean, I don't celebrate or anything like that, but leave people alone, you know?
Now, fuck they shit up. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
And, you know, we know it's, you know, Valentine's Day for some, and well, for most people, and for some it's just a regular ass day. And I, you know, I side with you. I could care less about what today is, and it's, you know, not because I'm not in a relationship. Behind each pagan holiday, you know, people choose to celebrate. They're choosing to honor a deity that they may or may know nothing about. So, you know, some people see today as a day to express your love for your loved ones. But love isn't just for one day. It's now, later, and forever. You know, so let's get into this history real quick. So let's start with the month. You know, February is the second month of the year. It was placed on the Roman calendar to honor the god Februus. And so Februus was a god associated with both death and purification. And in some writings, Februus is considered to be the same god as Fine, because their holidays were celebrated so closely together. So with him being the god of purification and purging, many festivals and feasts were held in his honor in February. You know, that's where they got the name from. And so it was believed that purification made a way for fertility and creativity, known as spring cleaning. That's what we call it today. And so they also celebrated Februella. And so that's a feast at Rome of purification and atonement as well. And it continued for 12 days starting on the 15th of February. And so of its various rituals, the most important that came to those were the Lupercalia, which was celebrated February 13th through the 15th. And that the Romans, they attributed the instigation of Lupercalia to invader, you know, a culture hero from Arcadia who was credited to bring Olympia Pantheon. So, you know, the Greek laws and the alphabet to Italy, you know. And so after that, you know, after that feast, they were saying that it had the connection with the Greek festival of the Arcadian Lacaia, which was the wolf festival. When you break it down in Latin, lupus is, you know, the worship and of this wolf. And so it's so fucking weird because it's so cult-driven, everything that they do. But there was a Greek, you know, the Greeks called him Pan, and then the Romans called him Lupercus, and it was a nude, you know, like nude skin, like in the form of a girdle. I don't know how they get these ideas, but dating on back to, you know, Romulus and Remus, once they were, you know, ran out of the land, they went into the mountains or whatever and with the caves. And so that's where they were stated that, you know, when they had slaughtered all of their people, you know, the two that ran away, they were raised by a she-wolf, which was Lupa. And so that's the same cave that they, you know, celebrated from. They left there and went back there. But at the Lupercal altar, there's a male goat or goat and a dog. They were sacrificed by one or another Luperci under the supervision of Jupiter's chief priest. So an offering was so made, you know, like salt cakes, what we would call cakes, crackers today, prepared by the Vestal Virgins. And so after the blood sacrifice, two Luperci approached the altar. Their foreheads were anointed with blood from the sacrificial knife, then wiped and cleaned with wool soaked in milk and shit like that. And it was said to, after they have done that to one another, they were expected to laugh, which is very demonic because you just fucking slit my forehead. I don't know. It's just weird. But after that, the feast, it followed, you know, with them, with the Luperci cut thongs known as Frebua from the flay skin of the animal. And they ran these, you know, ran with these naked or near naked along the old Palatine boundary. And so in an inner clock, wise direction around the hill, just, you know, running around naked. And it was to have said, because people have wrote about it back in the days, and they have said there was a many of noble youths. They would run up and down the city naked for sport and laughter, striking those they met with saggy thongs, which was, you know, just hide of the animal, which is still nasty because you're cutting off pieces of the animal, slapping me with it. And so, and many women of rank, you know, also supposedly got in the way as well, and so they wanted to be a part of it and believing that that would make them pregnant. And so after that, they started putting name, like in a large container jar, whatever you want to call it, all the women's name, and the men would pick, and whoever they would pick, that's who they would sleep with for the night, kind of like swinging what we know today. And so after that, the Lupakai, you know, they completed their circus and, you know, their parade, and then they would return back to that cave. Now, I ain't trying to be funny, but that sounds like some white people shit. But despite it being banned in, you know, 391, all the non-Christian cults and festivals, it was still celebrated by Christians in that area until around, I would say, 494 to 96 AD. And so they stated that, you know, it was for Rome's safety and well-being. I'm not sure how. But they did state that, you know, that was something that they were just comfortable with. And it was also stated if you were to assert yourself in this right, to kind of like bash away from it, not that you would be in trouble, but it was just more, you were more praised to run around nude. And it was like an ancestral thing to them. And so going on down the line, that happened. And then you have Chauncier, you know, he was a poet back in the day, in which was stated, you know, he was credited for Valentine's back then. And so you have all of those, you know, celebrations, traditions, or whatever they had going on. But the Valentine's Day that is honored on February 14th would be Valentine of Rome and Valentine of Tyranny. And so the saint that people celebrate on Valentine Day is known officially as Saint Valentine. And so, and they named him that because Valentinus, from the Latin word of wealthy, strong, and powerful, was a popular monkier, you know, between the 2nd and 8th centuries AD. And so he had a wide range of spiritual responsibilities, and so people called on him to watch over their lives of lovers, of course. But for some interventions, you know, regarding beekeeping, epilepsy, and as well as, you know, the plagues, you know, fainting and traveling, and, of course, you know, engaging couples in happy marriages. But go on down the line, you know, he was killed because he was marrying. It was put two different ways, because he was marrying young men that, you know, wanted, that they needed for war, and they wanted to keep them strong. And then in another segment of it, it does state that they were young Christians. They were killing them for Christians. But when you really think about it, Romans are the originators of dick-to-ass action. So you didn't want these people being married because of what y'all were doing, which is, that's okay if that's what y'all do. But let's be real, it wasn't due to them being Christians. And so I really don't want to dig too deep into, you know, everything that was before us. Just know it's all connected. But then, you know, after hearing all that, it makes you wonder, where does Cupid come in? Well, Cupid was a god born of Mercury, the messenger of the gods in Venus, and the goddess of love. You know, she was the goddess of love. The Romans' Cupid was equivalent to the Greeks' god Eros. And, you know, he is the origin for the word erotic. And in ancient Greece, Eros is often seen as the son of Ares, the god of war, and Aphrodite, the goddess of beauty, as well as sex and desire. So in, we're gonna keep this moving. I'm skipping past history. So in 1822, John Cadbury, he opened up a tea and coffee shop in Brittingham, England. He soon expanded to a chocolate manufacturing, you know, business. And in 1861, his son Richard greatly increased sales by packaging Canterbury chocolates in the world's finest heart-shaped candy boxes for Valentine's Day. Now, I know that's a lot, and I know we skipped over a lot, but there's more, and I just kind of want to stop there, because I feel like that last part alone explains why today is filled with lust, love, and action. But before we exit history class, Queen Rich, I wanted to see, did you have anything to add about the backside of Valentine's Day?
Well, it even goes, I just want to say that it goes Hallmark card as well. You know, it was said to be the Saint Valentine before he was executed. He fell in love with his cellmate's daughter or some shit and left her a note, and that's where, you know, the card was, you know, came from or whatever. But Hallmark was established in 1913 in the United States, and that's when mass production started. So think about how much money is to be made in these holidays every fucking year for centuries and centuries and centuries. Think about it. Like, it's fascinating. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's up there with the porn industry. And backing on up what you stated, yeah, he did. And a lot of people fell in love with that because, you know, before he was beheaded, he did sign it, you know, your Valentine. And so that's where we got that from today. But I wanted to ask you, do you think the cover-up for the pagan tradition has started a new wave, or do you think Valentine's Day and other pagan traditions should be? All right, and I do apologize. Looks like Queen Rich has dropped off, but she'll be back on the line. And if any of you are on listening, if you have a story to share, you're more than welcome to join us and share your story. And Queen Rich, I know that you're back. And I just wanted to see, do you think the cover-up for the pagan tradition has started a new wave, or do you think Valentine's Day and other pagan traditions should be stopped?
Oh, of course. You know, I believe they need to be stopped, because either way, it's celebrating the paganism. Like, when it comes down to it, it's really this chaos that you're really celebrating, that they covered up, Christians covered up, to make it more suitable. And I don't want to, it's so deep, it's a rabbit hole. You don't want to go there. I don't want to go down it. But it's all tied to them worshiping these other gods. And it's just, it's misleading. Okay, if this is what that is, let the people really know what they're celebrating, if y'all going to keep celebrating. But I'm all for creating our own traditions, doing your own things. I do that with every holiday if I feel like it. Like, I mean, I don't necessarily celebrate the fucking holiday itself, but just, I'm guessing, and I'm fighting with it now because I kind of feel bad. Like, I've been feeling bad every other year for not celebrating because I am in a relationship, but it comes a time for myself to be like, you know what, fuck that. I don't care. I'm not doing this. I show my appreciation to you every day. And if that's what it takes, then, hey, find somebody else to do it type shit. And that's with every holiday. It's not just the Valentine's Day holiday. I love my baby. I love my kids. I love our family. So, I mean, for them to understand, I will ask them, do they want a lesson? Now, if you could get this lesson if you want to, or you could just be mad. But either way, you're going to understand. I'm going to let you know why exactly we're not celebrating these pagan holidays and shit. And then you can maybe find a way to understand it. But either way it goes, all this shit is coming to the end. Simple.
Yeah, I would agree. And, you know, my children are homeschooled, so they didn't get to go to school today with those boxes. But, you know, years before we celebrating all together, I had changed the date to each holiday that rested on the calendar. And so although I stopped celebrating, you know, my kids, they like to do this day of celebration for family and friends, you know, on my grandmother's day of birth, which, you know, was this past Sabbath, which, you know, with her passing 3 months ago, it made it a little bit more special for them, but they just go and do these random little things, you know, monthly, but they already know we don't do that. And it's hard telling the lady at the corner store that, hey, we're not celebrating this. She said, hey, how's your Christmas? How's your Valentine? Ma'am, we don't. Oh, that's right. You don't celebrate it. Yes, ma'am, we do not. I hate having to tell her that every fucking time I come in the store. But it gets easier. And like you said, being in love, it's one of those things that you fight with, because it's like, everyone is doing it for their loved one. You know, this is what we were taught to do. And then to just go away and do something totally different, I mean, it kind of makes you look at it differently. But
like,
enough of that. Go ahead. Yeah, and I do sometimes. But because somebody sent me something, and I felt bad because it was just like, I can't keep it, and I can't send you nothing back because I don't fuck with it, but I do appreciate it. And when I do send you something, I send it with the same energy and gratitude, but I don't fuck around with Valentine's Day. And so, yeah, I had to give my little gifts back. But getting out of Valentine's Day, Queen Rich, I wanted to ask you, this is jumping into sex. I wanted to see, what is sex for you? And when I'm saying that, meaning like, if you could describe it, what would you say? Don't want to get too deep right now, but like, what would you say it would be for you?
The highest of all fucking highs. Simple. The highest of all highs. Shit. I feel like my sex is amazing, and we have amazing sex, as I stated. I'm currently in a relationship, and, like, real talk, a fucking high. It didn't used to be like that before, but right now, yeah. What it's been, yeah.
Okay. And I asked that because, you know, I thought when I was ready for sex, you know, I asked my best friend, what did it feel like from his perspective? And he couldn't find the words. He just kept saying, you know, make sure you're ready. And you could tell it was something that was either going to, it was either way, it was going to be addictive and change my life for the good or the bad. And he just kept saying it over and over. And I'm just like, you know, because he was experienced. He had sex with more than one person. And I'm just like, well, you know. And his cousin was there while we were talking. And I was like 15 at the time. I hadn't had sex yet. And he was 16. His cousin was 15 as well. And he said, man, that shit feel like winter fresh. And my friend got upset. Like, he was so mad. He was like, man, you fucking them big-ass white girls. That shit don't feel like no winter fresh. And I'm like, you know, and it was funny because me not knowing, I'm just laughing because, hell, I don't have an input. As I got older, I kind of feel what he was saying because it's that breath of fresh air, and it's, you know, it's light and it flows. But I've never been able to just define sex, you know, to one thing. But I sum it up by saying, you know, sex is art because it could be a plethora of things, and I don't want to limit it. But I also wanted to say, Queen Rich, I need you to, well, I don't know if you need to think back or nothing like that, but I want you to think back to your first time. I don't know how long ago it was, but what was that, like, what was sex like for you when you lost your virginity, and do you regret it?
Yeah, I regret it. I regret who it was with. But at the same time, I don't anyway because it was my kid's father. I was 15. Then it was just something to do, honestly. And it was like that just for a long time because I had never actually had an orgasm. So that kind of, girl, and it was scary as hell. Like, girl, I can't remember. We've been in a fucking project, me and my family. Him and his people stayed up the, you know, up the street or whatever. And he would come over and stuff like that. But, you know, my family, she worked like 12-hour shifts, as I stated before. My mom, she was in and out. So it was kind of like my brother had, like, me and my brother's kids is neck and neck in age. Like, his first two kids, they all the same age because he's in that motherfucker bucket, you know? And, but the thing is, my dream was there. It's what's so cold about it. This bitch came out that room because he was on the motherfucking couch. He came out that room, bitch, and bitch was the sex straight the fuck up. She said, Piggy, cup needs to go on home, don't you think? Yes, I had to put him out or whatever. But afterwards, I mean, it wasn't nothing, I don't know, it wasn't nothing too special or like, oh, I planned on doing it. It was just like a motherfucker was just being grown, being freaky, and shit, let it happen. But afterwards, we did keep having sex, and it caused fucking traumatic stomach pain and periods that I had never experienced before. Which I thought I had a miscarriage. You know how when you first start having sex, you think every time you fuck, you know, because, I mean, I ain't gonna lie, I wasn't using condoms. But, you know, And so every time you start to get pregnant, until that period hit, and then if it's too heavy, I don't know. It was just crazy, girl. It was fucking crazy. But I don't regret it because I do have kids by him. I do regret it because I was young and I wish I had waited till I got out of high school, actually, because I may have, had a different life path. I don't know, just to see what would have happened. That's the only thing I want to see or regret.
Yeah, but like you said, it do be like that. You be waiting on your period to come, and you just never know. And, for me, I was dead ass serious about my first time. It went down just like that. I really don't regret it. I just, just kind of wish I would have waited, and only wishing that because I feel like, I know losing my virginity unleashed a beast I had always been afraid of, and I was afraid of it because even at a young age, people wanted to violate me. So, like, when I was touched by the older girl down the street, it even though it was wrong, it felt right, And so, like, I was just really closed off because I can never really just decipher between the two when it came down to sex, not my sexuality, just the part of it being right and wrong, but who's to say what's right and what's wrong. So in high school, people, they didn't know what to think of me because I was a loner, but at the same time, people fucked me, if that makes sense. So when people, they found out who I was dating, they automatically assumed I was fucking. Now, I didn't know he was experienced until he showed me. But it was like after I built up the courage, to have sex, I wanted it every night, but I settled for every weekend and off day. And, since I was in the work program, I went to school for half a day, so, I was out, he was skipping, we was fucking. And it hurt, but I think that's what I loved about it most, the pain and the pleasure that it brings at the same damn time. But having to, worry about when your period going to come and all that, I didn't like that. And so, Queen Rich, this next question may be a little personal, because it's going a little bit deeper, but, sex then or now, what was it for you? Meaning, what about it made you enjoy it and want it more? I know you expressed that it was the highest of the high, but what about it that made it like that for you?
Oh, my God. First of all, the gender. I don't know. All the guys that I've ever slept with or had sex with, I never really had a relationship, boyfriend-wise, probably maybe two, And I just, the feeling of being used afterwards, like I said, it was never about, I'm going to take that back, because I could say one person cared if I, was being teased from jump, but, one person that I actually had the relationship with, he was one that cared about all of that. He introduced me to head, the bed, at that age, again, high school. But then it was just feeling good. I could go from that and actually going into your fear, like you said, with the sex period, you're scared and whatever. I was scared of girls, and I'm going to be honest, I had two virginities. the first time I had sex with a girl, I was scared of a motherfucker. I ain't gonna lie to you. But, then I'm pampering. I'm going to see what I can do, because I don't know, I already dreamt of, me doing this, that, and that. Let me see what I can do. And then I found out I was good. I found out I was good. So after that, it was so I got to really protect myself. I can't be just blessing nobody with this. I can't just be doing all this type of thing. Again, that's gross. You can't be nasty with this. You can't be out here licking and sucking and doing all this type of shit to every person you fuck with or talk to and shit like that. But, girl, it was just, I don't know what takes it to a high for me right now. I believe it's a person that I'm with because I actually love her. Then I was trying to make a statement like, yeah, you say you want to, because a lot of females aren't really gay. You know this. I know this. A lot of them ain't gay. But, and people might say I'm not really gay because I like what I like, whatever. I can say a man is handsome. I can still say this and that. Like, okay, cool, whatever. Anywho. A lot of females aren't gay, so it was more of a statement. Like, you want to fuck with me? You think you can fuck with me just for this? And, like, I'm thinking something about you. Yeah, that's just how it was. But now it's, like, a more of a, I want to fucking, when I found out the power of sex and manifestation and shit like that, that's what really just, like, for me to feel this way about this person and then us having sex and going to that level together, the level of intimacy that we have, that level, that shit is something, man. I don't know, man. It's just something. I don't know how to explain it. It's just, it's a high for me. A real little high.
Okay. And, you know, back to what you were saying, when you were saying how you were nervous the first time sleeping with a girl. For some reason, it was, for me, it just felt normal. I was not shy versus, you know, messing with a male. Like,
yeah.
That was wrecking my nerves. I was, like, the nervous. I don't believe I still had my fucking coat on the first time. Like, and that's
uh-huh.
real ass shit. Like, you ain't gonna take your coat off? Like, no. I'm gonna get undressed from the bottom down. Like, don't look at me. But, like, with a woman, it's totally different. It just is more natural for me. I don't know. But I don't fuck with them like that, but I'm that comfortable, if that makes sense. But all in all, like, sex for me, I think it's the passion, because again, like I stated, it's art, it's raw and it's real. And when I say raw, I ain't meaning like unprotected, because I know like sex can change things as well as love. And not to compare the two, you know, Trey Songz said sex ain't better than love, but sometimes it can be. For the simple fact, motherfuckers ain't always looking for love. Like, back then, I didn't want to be loved, and I knew I didn't, because I knew love didn't love me. And the reason why I didn't is because I would speak of sex as if it overstood love, and that created an even bigger monster. And I feel like in this life, there's nobody that will ever be like, her pussy trash, or she's saying it ain't never been nothing like that. And it's funny because motherfuckers be worshiping me, and again, it's funny, but it's not. Have you ever, like, had a person just beg to eat your ass a pussy? Like, they don't want to touch it, they don't want to do nothing. They just, I'm just like, it'd be so funny, because have you ever just seen the look in a begging person's eyes? And I'm not talking about the homeless or nothing like that. I'm talking about, like, when their soul has not been fed and they just looking like they'll just do anything and they just begging. And I'm like, it'd be funny to me, because why would you do yourself like that? Because that's another form of, you know, being used, and people be feeling played, but this is what you wanted. And so, you know them type of people that settle for eating ass, or, you know, they don't got to do nothing with you. But
yeah,
it brought me back, like, and, you know, like, in life, you know, like I said, sex just changed everything. And I feel like people, they don't realize how powerful it is. And so there was this girl I used to be cool with, and we went out for drinks one night with, you know, her bisexual boyfriend and my little sister. We were at Don Jose's, you know, the place to be for lunch and dinner. And I guess her Patron margarita on the rocks just went straight to her head, because out of nowhere she say, "Listen, what you be doing to these niggas?" And I'm like, you know, I'm already tipsy. I take shots and I like scotch. And I'm just like, "Hey, what you talking about?" She said, "Somebody asked me if you be turning niggas out. One, you're supposed to be my best friend. You should have had this conversation with me by our damn self. You should have told me this when somebody asked you this." But it was a table conversation, which was fine. And by this time, I was just like, what the fuck are you talking about? And so she was whispering, but then she would get loud. So I'm like, you know, somebody had to tell her some just shit. I'm trying to figure it out. And she was like, I just want to know why people be going crazy after you start fucking with them. And I'm like, and I'm wanting her to tell me what she's talking about. So she's like, so you had Malcolm Rowland in your mama grass. You had my brother pointing guns on folks on the highway. You got Tanika looking uglier than she already looked. You got that fat Mexican popping up for you, looking at you at people's houses. So tell me your secret. She was like, I'm trying to fuck you. They can get nasty tonight. And I'm like, and I'm knowing she tripping because she drunk. And I'm just like, where is all this coming from? But she would never tell me who told her this. So I'm feeling like she really just put this in her own mind and she just wanted to know some shit because she would never tell me. But for the longest, people was going around. I don't know. I just want to clear it up. Like, I don't be turned down nobody. I don't like shit like that. Like, you don't come my way thinking we're going to do something like that. Like, now, don't get me wrong. I feel like when you are, like, you know, connecting, your job is to fulfill that person's desires because sex is to create. Sex is powerful, and people don't understand that. And so with my sacral chakra, it's always open, so I'm open to receiving that sexual energy before I'm touched or planning to fuck someone. So in that sense, like, those are the people they can't be out free because they are their biggest challenger. And so I'm one of those people that challenge myself to something new and put my partner on, but I'm not out here sticking fingers in people's asses, no shit like that. Like, I don't know what people say when they say turn people out. And I'm like, you know, people do stuff like that, but with a man, I'm not putting my face in his butt. Like, come on, bro. Why would I want somebody like that for me? But the thing is, like, before, during, and after sex, I'm chanting silently to myself while focusing on the situation at hand and listening. Because while all of this is going on, once one is laying underneath or on top of me, each breath of life that is released, I'm putting it right back in them. That's a practice of tantric sex. And with that, you know, it comes sex manifestations. And so before I play this clip, Queen Rich, I wanted to see, what do you know about sex manifestation?
Exactly what the fuck you just said. That's exactly how it goes down. And, I mean, I think it's a fucking sex ritual for me because I'm thinking about, I got my mind focused on what the fuck I want next. Because when I'm done, baby, that's where it's at. I already know. I'm sorry I'm speaking cold, but, like, when I have an orgasm, I fucking continue to, you know, think and imagine visually what the fuck I want, how I feel, how I'm going to feel, already accepting it, already open for it, opening the line up to force, basically. And then afterwards, I mean, like you said later, exchanging that energy back, you know, it's just it's a whole fucking cycle. I love it. That's my main goal too, right there. Want something, boom. I mean, I don't think we have sex like so much to where I'm manifesting every day or something like that. No, it's like when time comes, the time, you know, it's right. It's actually, it has to be set up. I have to feel it. You know what I'm saying? It's not every time that we have sex that I manifest something or anything like that. I'm not saying that. But for the times that it calls for that, you know, in the mood it calls for that, then that's what I'll do. But, yes, I'm familiar. And the first time I became familiar with it was, because I went through this spell, girl, where I just played with myself for a long time, like, over a period of time, like, I was just spending a lot of time with myself, getting to know myself. Like, I'm going to be honest, yes, I did. And it just, hey, that really was the open door right there. Like, that was pretty loud, and I can't believe I just did that. It was just, like, out of nowhere. A lot of the times I look back at my experiences and shit that I've done and how I come to the knowledge of self, I'd be like, damn, this whole time I was on, like, I was on and didn't even know it. Like, I was already on for this shit. I was already, my spirit was already on for this shit. I just didn't know what to call it. But, yes, when I did that, I think that was the first time my baby daddy went to jail. And I wouldn't know, like, just, I'm finna go fuck somebody. I'm finna do this. Like, you do a real relationship. Like, real life relationship. And, like, you like, I was really trying to be that down bitch and save my coochie for him and all that type of shit. Bro, this nigga started going back and forth. I said, boy, nah. Baby, one time he went to court, one day he didn't come back. Bitch, I thought somebody was the same way, honestly. But for
not
what?
Playing with you.
But for what? Honestly?
No. No, for real. I mean, but, you know, and that's why I told you, like, them type of relationships, you ain't about to play me. Like, you go in, and I'm with you when you go in, we cool. But as far as you being there and us starting something, baby, we not doing that because you ain't going to get out and go fuck with who you want to fuck with. And I've been doing all, hell no. No,
I'm selling those to pay your bond and shit, and you want to come home and not come home when you leave the club, type? Nah, you're not getting away with that.
It's not. And that's so funny. I'm going to save that story for another day, but I want to get into this clip real quick. no, it is so funny because, like you said, like, with sex manifestations, like, that's where it's at. And I just want people to realize, like, you don't have to only use it during sex, because I know, like, I have a friend that, you know, him and his woman, they argue, whatever, they take it to the bed, you know what I'm saying? And so once you have an orgasm, once I come, that's where we leave our problems. So sex magic, it works in more than one way, but yeah, I want to get into this clip and I want to get your thoughts on it.
This topic comes up so often, and the conversation around sex magic is becoming increasingly popular. But first, a few reminders about manifestation and the law of attraction. In a nutshell, we attract what we are, not what we want consciously. We are vibrational beings, and the vibration that we are putting out is attracting things into our life experience. This is why it is so important to watch how we're talking to ourselves, how we're talking about ourselves, paying attention to our emotions, what we're feeling in our body, working with and through our triggers instead of repressing or suppressing emotions. And actually, emotions are a fantastic indicator of where you're at vibrationally. Emotions are energy in motion. Energy cannot be destroyed. And as you've probably heard me mention in other videos, it is so important to work with the energy in our bodies. What you resist will persist. So allow yourself to work through the things that are coming up for you as they surface. Another quick note on manifestation. We are always, always manifesting. In this moment right now, you are manifesting. What we deep down believe is true for us, what we believe we deserve, what we believe we are worthy of. If we believe that something is hard to get or nearly impossible to have in your life, the universe will conspire in favor of your beliefs. And again, paying attention to the emotions, the triggers, the things that you resist, in that you can learn so much about these unconscious beliefs and mindsets that are subconsciously, unconsciously influencing and driving your behavior and determining your vibration. So now let's go back to these two ways that you can manifest or create the life of your dreams using your sexual energy and your pussy. The first and most popularly talked about way is pussy manifestation. Now, I like to call it pussy manifestation, but usually when you hear people talk about sex magic, they're talking about this, whether it's with a partner or solo self-pleasure. Both ways are powerful. You don't need to have sex with another person in order to do some powerful sex magic. The way it works is you are practicing releasing resistance, which is one of the most important and difficult things to do when you're trying to actively manifest something in your life. Instead of, as Abraham Hicks calls it, going downstream and allowing it to feel easy and allowing it to flow in, a lot of times we have some incredible resistance, energetic resistance, to what we say we want. And this causes us to actually block the flow of what we want. So when you're self-pleasuring and you're imagining the beingness, the havingness of whatever this reality is that you want in your physical, tangible life, you are raising your vibration, allowing the feelings of ease and flow and pleasure, feeling source energy, loving pleasure energy flowing through your whole body. So as you are self-pleasuring, you can imagine this energy flowing from your root chakra area, the tailbone, up through your whole body to the crown of your head, and especially as you're getting ready to climax, breathing deeply, rhythmically, present with your body, present with your energy, and as you climax, you send that energy, you blast it out into the universe, sending your powerful life force energy out into the universe, declaring, this is what you want, this is what you are. You might see immediate results, it might take you quite some time to see those physical, tangible results. The key here is practicing releasing resistance and feeling what you want to feel now before you have this thing in your physical, tangible reality. Then trust that it is done, trust the process, and from that point, take any action steps that you have received inspiration to take. Often I get my most inspired and creative and fun, amazing ideas while I'm self-pleasuring. So definitely pay attention to any downloads that you are receiving from the universe. For a bit more on pussy manifestation, check out this video. The second way is through sexual transmutation. Sexual transmutation is, in a nutshell, taking your sexual energy and channeling it into something that you are creating. If you're an entrepreneur or an artist of any kind, then you're already relying on your sexual energy, whether you know it or not, to keep you inspired and creative in your craft. Your sexual energy is the source of all of that. For example, to write your book, to write out your social media posts, to draw up plans for your clients, to create a piece of art, to creatively spearhead a project, to come up with creative solutions in your workplace, to deliver a powerful speech, to write a new song or screenplay, to show up with magnetic energy at a networking event, and even to have more present, grounded conversations with the people you care about. Anything that requires you to be creative and inspired.
Now, I did ask for your thoughts, Queen Rich, but that's, you know, everything you said is what she, you know, said as well. But I wanted to see, you know, if you could give us a real life experience on sex manifesting and what was the outcome for you?
Yeah, I cannot stress this enough. The outcome for me is where I am now. No lie. This is real life. The lady who just said everything, like, real. Before I got incarcerated, I had a night with, you know, the kids and my woman and things like that. And I put my plan into action way long before because I knew I was going there. I was like, crashing and everything. But I put my plan in before that. You know, locked it in. But I wanted how I wanted shit to happen, and that's exactly how the fuck it happened. That's exactly how it came out. I'm currently, you don't, and the thing about it is you don't stop. Because once you get one thing, you have to go to the next thing. Because, you know, you have to know that you're deserving of everything and you feel that shit, like she said. And it's levels. It's like, I don't know. I don't know how to explain it. And like, boom, everything follows suit. It scares you. I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, and you actually visualize it. You put that energy towards it, girl. I'm talking about from speaking it while we fucking all that shit. And it came fucking to me here now, baby. And I said it 2 years ago, what the fuck I'm going to be. Now, if I can get myself to actually make like a 5-year plan type shit, which I would be in the dough because this shit comes, like I gotta manifest this tongue. It don't even have to, like you said, you don't even have to be having sex. Or you don't have to, like she said, like I said before, you don't have to have a partner while you're doing so either. It's just you know, the intentions, I guess how you do shit. I don't know how I do it. I mean, I do, but I don't. I always say this. How do I be knowing shit, or how do I be having shit laid out and it just fall into place? No matter how it happens, it falls into fucking place. And sometimes you got to be careful because you don't know how shit is going to happen or who's going to be in the line of, you know, it affecting. Feel me? So it's like, yeah, you gotta be very detailed on how you want shit to go on down to the T. That's all I can say.
I agree. And so, you know, just wanted to say, you know, also to make those manifestations work a little bit faster, yes, sex manifestation is a way, but also while you're doing that, you can fast because you don't want to overdo it. Yes, you do need to do it, but you need to fast from it as well, because when there's things that I want in life, I, you know, if there's three different things, I'm going to fast three different ways. And so, you know, sex that comes naturally now, I just started weed every, you know, now and then, fasting from that. But then, you know, I fast from food a lot of the times. And then just fasting from the world socially, you know, there's other ways. So I don't want to make it like I'm just pressuring people to have sex, but sex is healthy for you. And if you're going to do it right. Use the sex manifestation. But that is my secret, you know, from the first time till the next time I do plan on having sex again, like I was manifesting to be the best sex partner or lover. Like I'm a very detailed person in life. And when it comes to sex, so I'm watching the reactions, I'm listening. You get so good at it that you don't need hands to feel people. You don't really need to be there with them physically. It becomes a mental thing. And so when you finally do get the chance to touch or go at it, it's been built up. And so it's built up so it shall be released. And so you have these sparks that are flying. That's the synergy of it all. You have the emotions that's releasing, toxins releasing, you know, pleasures, pains. And everything is just a rush. And when you get ready to climax, you give it your all. And that's the birth of your creation. Like, again, you can be chanting this silently, whatever, whatever. But what you say when you climax, it matters. What you're saying during the whole time, your energies, your bodies are connecting. It matters. It's a real thing. Our words mean a lot. And pussy power is a real thing. But that did got some power, too. Mm-hmm. I'm not just making it about the females, but I just want to include everybody. But you have to chill out on it because sex manifestation and sex manipulation are parallel to one another. And I crossed into that lane, and I kind of loved it. Now, I ain't never drug nobody or forced nobody into do anything that they didn't want to do. But I know we're talking, you know, sex manifestations. Have you ever crossed that line into sex manipulation?
Girl, yes. Oh, my God. I was done so bad. And you know what? Like you spoke on earlier, those people that just like to eat ass or, you know, they say, you know, I don't even fuck. Just let me eat. That these type of people are real people. And, girl, I'm honest and I laugh because people think that when you get caught doing things, you know, outside of the relationship, that it's something that you want to do. And sometimes people are manipulated. And, I mean, hey, I ain't going to say motherfuckers make you do it, but it was something I was just trying to hide and shit at the time. But this girl, oh, my gosh, it was just literally, if I didn't let her eat my cookies, she was going to tell my girlfriend that I thought she ate my cookies. And it was just like, it kept occurring, and I just got so sick of it. Like, I mean, I'm not even kidding. Like, I got so sick of it. I was ready. I just told my girl like, what happened with everything. And, like, this is really trying to, like, blackmail me, man. Like, it was so fucking dramatic. The whole situation, oh, it was crazy. But, yes, I've been a victim, and I say I'm a victim because it's a true story. Like, she was really doing that, bro. Like, she kept, like, really kept making me let her eat me out all the time.
That's funny. It's not funny, but it's funny because I've been there before. Like, I've been on both sides of it, and it's not fun because, like, and this is what tripped me up, and that's why I don't fuck with bitches. Cause so this bitch, she been trying to talk to me a long time, like her and her girlfriend on the floor dancing. She like mouthing to me how she won't do this and this, and like, you know what I'm saying? It's just been going on for a long time, and I was just like, you know, she wasn't an ugly person and no shit like that. I was just like, nah, because you know how you know people that's related to people that you know, and you don't want to cross the line.
Yeah.
Because you don't know, you could be related to me or some shit like that. And so I'm just like, nah, I ain't really fucking with you like that. You know what I'm saying? And she was just like, nah, we going to do this, and this. And I'm just like, you know, after a while, like, me and JJ, we broke up or whatever. And I was like, you know what, I'm going to go have some drinks. And I went to Haystack, and, like, she was like, let's go Haystack, drinks on me, blah, 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 blah. She came over or whatever. She bought this big-ass bottle. And, like, we went to Haystack, whatever, we got drunk, and she was dancing all over me and shit like that. And then when we went back to my sister's, like, she had gave me a hit or whatever, and I was just like, you know what I'm saying? Like, she knew what it was because you knew I wasn't really feeling you like that. I knew you wanted something. But I was just like, you know, she already knew I did not want no relationship. So it was just kind of like, bro, you tripping. You got your own shit going. I got my own shit going. This ain't what we about to do. This whole get all on Facebook. Like, my bottle's still over there. I think I left my purse. Just like, saying ignorant ass shit like that. Yeah. And so I forgave her, you know, years on down the line. And then maybe 4 years ago, I started fucking with this bitch again. And she was just like, because when the first time I did it, she got on Facebook and, you know, called saying, she was like, because I tell your nigga, blah, 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 blah. First off, I ain't going to give a fuck. You're already on my Facebook. People and I already seen it. Said, Haystack, a bitch came up and said, ain't you Sally, daughter? You know what I'm saying? So we already talked. It didn't really matter. I did not give a fuck. So when I fucked with her this time, it was funny, and I did it because, like, I fuck with her, you know what I'm saying? But I really don't because, again, she's too close, like family. And that whole thing, yeah, I want to be with you, blah, blah, blah. I was like, no, I'm not going to be with you. She was like, I don't give a fuck, bitch. You my cousin anyway. Man, I tell you, I wanted to whoop this hoe. Like, I don't even fuck around with people like that. Because, like, you know, I was just like, you know what? And she not, but she is. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And anybody, she my first, second, or third. But on down the line, that bitch, my cousin, and I said, oh, you wrong, then a hoe, because she knew the whole fucking time, like, bitch, I don't know you. You just moved down here from I don't know where. Like, everybody else knew, like, I didn't know the hoe. So, yeah. Yeah, but she was like, I'm going to tell. And so when I messed with her, I was like, yeah, that's I'm going to tell your nigga. And he was threatening to beat her up. He was calling, blowing her up. But it was fun times, but, yeah, that was funny. It, just wanted you to know that you're not alone. You know, people, we manipulate people and people manipulate us. It's a cycle. But Queen Rich, we do have a few seconds before we close out. I wanted to see if you had any comments or anything else you wanted to add before we close out tonight.
I just want to say, girl, this is a great show, and I appreciate it. I appreciate the listeners. I love the listeners. We welcome you guys back every time we have a show. This topic was something, girl, like, hey, you know, you kind of opened me up by doing your fun night, I don't know, but hey. It was great, and I thank you.
Yeah, and I enjoyed this show, because I feel like, you know, even though we do come with something on Tuesdays, it's always a real experience or something that, you know, we can say, hey, we've at least tried this. It's not just coming, you know, from another source. And so I appreciate the history and just, you know, you sharing your experience and, you know, me being able to share mine. I know we both got some wild stories between the two of us, but I feel like we balanced this shit out. And beautiful people, it has been a pleasure And again, I can't tell you how to celebrate. Do what you want to do. Celebrate Valentine's Day. Stick fingers up your man's butt. I don't care. And, you know, to the ladies that had their moon cycle at the beginning of the month, you should be in ovulation. So remember, sperm can live up to 72 hours. Go make some babies and stay safe. Come back and fuck with us Sunday for Frequency Sunday. Oh, hell no. Y'all don't make no babies. But until then, y'all keep y'all vibe in check and vibrate higher. Go ahead. No, I'm just kidding. I know you are, but you cool. You're not like them other ones.
I just got a lot.
You cool. You know, you and I, we vibe out. You, like your moon sign, rising sign, something shit. You must be a Taurus or something. You're something totally different than what you are. But, yeah, y'all, stay safe. Do what you want to do. Make some babies. Be fruitful. You don't be doing no weird shit. But, again, vibrate higher until next time.
Proud of it, 'cause it's getting in the way of love for me, and I can't help it, can't shake it. You know what? Sometimes I hear it calling me,
Jack.
All the time,
Jack.
On my mind,
Jack.
Everywhere I go,
Jack.
I'm trying to let you know,
Jack.
It's stronger than any drug, even love,
Jack.
Even though.
Oh.
Can make it crazy, can make a thing, all night long,
Jack.
It's the perfect song.